three verses I want to read tonight from Book of Revelation, chapter 12. We're going to read beginning with verse number 10. Revelation 12 and 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time." There are a lot of names for our adversary, the devil. I think if you've served the Lord for any length of time, you recognize there is an adversary. We have an enemy who's against us. He's against our Christian experience. He's against our walk with God. He's against everything that God stands for. He opposes it. So as you surrender your life to the Lord, you're going to find yourself a target of the enemy. You're going to find yourself under an attack of the enemy from time to time. The Bible says he is the accuser of the brethren, who night and day, he never lets up. He is relentless in his accusing of the brethren. He comes before the Lord, the throne of God, to accuse the brethren. That's one of the things that the enemy does. This verse says that he knows his time is short. And so as we get closer and closer to the end of this age, closer to the coming of the Lord, then there's going to be this increase in satanic, demonic activity in our world. And you don't have to be very observant or perceptive to see we're living in a world right now where the enemy is really working overtime. Amen. He's working against you. He's working against the body of Christ. He's working against everything that God stands for. Amen. He knows that his time is short. He's come down with great wrath. Closer we are to the end of this age, he's just unleashing every possible demonic tactic. Everything that you could ever imagine that Satan is using, all this lying and trickery and deception, that's all opposing the things of God. We all know what it's like to be under the attack of the enemy. Everybody knows what it's like. If you've served the Lord at any length of time, new Christians, old Christians, people that serve the Lord for a long time, you're not exempt from the attack of the enemy. He's going to oppose you. And he's certainly going to oppose you if you're making an attempt to do something for God. If you're making an attempt to get closer to God, to separate yourself from the world, to draw nearer to the Lord, you're going to find yourself under an attack. There's a lot of names in the Bible. I can't go through all these names for Satan and for the devil. I don't want to give him any glory tonight. That's not the purpose of what I'm doing here tonight. But I do want to just talk for a few minutes about what you can do when you are under an attack. How you can respond when the enemy is attacking you. The Bible says he's called Lucifer, an angel of light. It's deceptive. It's a deceptive thing. He comes and presents himself as an angel of light. It's deceptive. He's the devil. The Greek word is diabolos. Diabolos, it just means, it's where we get our English word diabolic. And the word literally means slanderer or accuser. That's your enemy. He's called the serpent because he's sly and devious, and you know, just slick and slithery. That's the enemy of your soul. Amen. He's called Beelzebub. The word means Lord of Flies. It just means he's the ruler of all the demonic forces in the world. Another word is the word Belial, which means lawless. He's lawless. He opposes righteousness. He opposes everything that is good. He's the prince of darkness. He is against the light of truth. He opposes any effort to shine the light of the gospel. Many other names for the enemy of your soul. He's the father of lies. He's a liar and the father of all liars. He's a master of deception and all the suffering in the world. He's the originator of that. All of the pain, all the suffering, all that's going on in our world, he's behind it all. It's from the devil. And he's working day and night. And his intention is to discourage you from putting your faith in God. He wants to discourage you from serving the Lord, the one true and living God. You remember, he lifted himself up in pride, wanting to be worshipped like God. But then he's cast out of heaven. And from that time until this very moment, he is fighting and opposing everything that is good and godly and righteous. He's opposing that. He's fighting for control over your life. He wants to control even your thoughts. I was talking to this young man, Brad Larkey, today. He said, "I'm just having so much trouble with my thoughts. I'm just so troubled in my mind." He knows he's got this terrible diagnosis. He said, "I can't think about anything. I'm living in this fear of death, and it's." And I just tried to encourage him. I said, "Listen," he had his cell phone right there. I said, "Download the YouVersion." He said, "I don't know what that is." I said, "That is the most used Bible version in the world. It's been downloaded more than a billion times in the world. Download YouVersion. And when you're having a struggle with your mind, you go to the Word of God." I said, "You don't even have to read it. It'll read it to you. It'll read it to you. And you just go to that whenever the enemy's coming against your thoughts and your mind and you're feeling despair and fear and hopelessness in your situation. Look to God and look to the Word of the Lord." Amen. Because he wants to get control of your thoughts and your heart. He wants you to lose heart and give up and despair in the situation that you are in. So he's fighting for control. He's fighting over control over cities, over control of governments and nations. Many years ago, I went to India. I've mentioned this recently. I went to India. I was supposed to be with Brother B.H. Clendenin's team. There was like five of us, and they arrested Brother Clendenin and wouldn't let him in the country. So we, myself and about four other brothers, we had to carry on these prayer and fasting meetings that had been scheduled. We fasted and prayed for 3 days. Then we ate one day, and then we fasted and prayed three more days. And it was from 6 in the morning until 6 in the evening that one of us would preach. Then we would pray an hour. The next one would preach. Then we would pray an hour. And that was Brother Clendenin's plan. Preach and pray all day long. There were 1,200 people in that meeting. And the prayer meetings were incredibly powerful. I'm telling you, it was like you were shaking the foundation of hell. It was so powerful. Those prayer meetings were so, so powerful. But then when we go back to our room at night, and all night long we could hear the Hindu worshipers, the screams and the chants all night long. I would wake up all through the night because we had stirred up the devil in that place. And because the enemy wants control over nations. He wants control
Just take notice of what's going on in our world right now. The violence, the wickedness that's going on in our world, that's going on in our nation right now. Behind it all is this darkness. It's this spirit of darkness. It's this devilish, demonic force that wants to destroy our nation. Praise God. I'm convinced the same thing is true of London, Kentucky, and Laurel County. While we've been experiencing right here in our own community for the last years, 2-3 years, it is all, behind it all is a demonic force to destroy, to do damage, to tear down, and to try to counteract anything that God might want to do. I can take you back to just for some of you that know the history of our church. 1907, two preachers, two evangelists. One of them had been to Azusa Street the year before. The other one had been to South Carolina to another, they called it Azusa Street of the South. Another outpouring of the Spirit. Both of those men that were traveling across the country conducting meetings, and they came to London, Kentucky. They had a meeting at what was the livery stable, which is behind the Sentinel Echo, the old Sentinel Echo building there where there's the parking garage now. That very area is the area where there was an outpouring of the Spirit of God in 1907. God moved in London, Kentucky. I believe that God, that this was an area where God was working and moving, and the enemy wants to invade this territory. He wants to destroy what God is doing. Brother Huff interviewed a lady, used a tape recorder, interviewed a lady, Sister Harrison was her name, interviewed her. What was her first name?
Patience
Harrison. We've got the recording here somewhere. But he interviewed her back, I think, in the 60s. And she was very elderly at the time, but she was in some of those meetings. And she said, as you would walk up the steps, they had the meetings in different locations. They didn't have a permanent church or a permanent location, but there used to be a building in town called the Opera House. And she said, on that recording, she said, as you were going up the steps to go into those meetings, the power of God would fall on people outside the building. There was such a move of God in this area. And Satan hates that. He hates it. He wants to take some territory. I don't know about you, but it disturbs me that we've got a liquor store across the street from our church. And now we have a tattoo parlor right next door to us. It's like the enemy wants to, he wants to take territory. He wants to move in and take territory. But I believe this is an area where God wants to move. God wants to move. We don't want it to be controlled by drugs and alcohol and all these things. And Satan is attacking. He wants to control people's minds. He wants to control countries, nations, cities, communities, counties. He wants to take control. And he will if he possibly can do that. The Bible says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. The word just means we're not ignorant of his plans, his methods, what he is doing, his schemes that he's involved in. We are not to be ignorant of them. And that's what this message is about here tonight. Be aware, get your eyes open, and look at all the thing, every attack, everything. People that are dealing with these long-term sicknesses and illnesses that they can't seem to get beyond them. It is the attack of the enemy. It is the lie of the enemy that's destroying the health of people. And they're under the attack of Satan. Be aware of his methods. Be aware of his schemes and his plans to try to destroy. 1 Peter chapter 5, be sober. Word means alert.
Be vigilant. Almost the same word, really. It means watchful. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Another version says he's seeking out those that are vulnerable. Seeking the vulnerable. He wants to attack. And he will attack. Amen. We are in a war and in a conflict. The enemy of our soul. Ecclesiastes says there's no discharge from this war. From the time you become a Christian until you take your last breath, you're going to have an enemy, an adversary that's wanting to destroy you. If he possibly can. Ephesians chapter 6 says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, since we know that we are facing this kind of an adversary, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. That's the day we're living in right now. In the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. Amen. Taking a stand against the enemy when he attacks you. Don't cave into it. Don't give into it. But resist the enemy and his attacks against you. Amen. Put up a fight. Amen. Put up a resistance to the attack of the enemy. How do we resist the enemy? Well, we resist him by the word of God. Amen. We resist him according to the text tonight. By the blood of the Lamb, we remind the enemy of our soul that Jesus has already paid the price for our victory. He's already given us the victory. He already shed his blood so that we could enter into that victory. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome by the word of our testimony. When we declare the word of the Lord, when we declare what God has done and is doing in our life, we overcome the enemy of our soul by the word of our testimony. And by not loving your life all the way to death. It just means by your faithfulness, by your commitment to the Lord, you do not give up. You lay hold of the promises of God. Amen. Paul told Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. The good fight of faith. I can't imagine a good fight that's not one that you don't win. A good fight is the one you win. Amen. It's a good fight of faith. And you win the battle by your faith and your confidence in God and in the promises of God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Remember that Jesus came into this world to destroy the works of the enemy, so that you and I can walk in victory, so that we can overcome the attacks of the enemy. For this cause he was manifested, to destroy the works of the devil. Colossians chapter 2 in verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Amen. That is the victorious Christ that we know and we serve, that he has already provided our victory. Amen. And we lean into that. We put our confidence in the promises of God and the victory that's already been provided for us. 1 John chapter 4, I'm giving you a lot of verses tonight. 1 John chapter 4, you're of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Romans 8, 37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Not just a conqueror, more than a conqueror. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I believe that the Lord wants to speak to us tonight about putting up a daily resistance to the attacks of the enemy. A daily resistance. Amen. Resist the devil. He gives more grace, James says. He giveth more grace. Wherefore, he saith, God resisteth the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. When it comes to the attacks of the enemy, we all need to be reminded of the fact that we do not have the power in our own self. We cannot win the battle in our own strength, in our own power. We need to humble ourselves and acknowledge the fact that we need help from God. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He gives more grace. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Then it says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. We often quote, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But you have no power to resist the devil until you submit to God. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Then you have power to resist the devil. You have power to put him to flight. When you resist him, once you have submitted yourself to the Lord. Then verse 8 says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh unto you. So put up a daily resistance to the enemy of your soul. And then allow the Lord to work in your life such that you daily refuse to give him an opportunity. Every day, you live your life such that you don't give him an opportunity. Neither give place to the devil. Don't give him a foothold in your life. Every day, refuse to give him a foothold, an opportunity to attack and to come against you. And then one more thing, daily, stand against all of his lies and his schemes by the word of truth. Amen. The word of the Lord. You resist him with the word of God. Certainly he's got a lot of schemes and a lot of plans. And sorry to say it, but he's got a plan to destroy you. He has a plan to destroy me. And we're all going to face the attack of the enemy. But God has given to us power in his word and power of the Spirit of God at work in our life and to put him to flight. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are living in a time right now when everywhere you look, I mean, I don't remember a time when we've had so many violent attacks and attempts against the president. Almost every week, there's these attacks, shootings. Again, this week, another person shooting at the White House, shooting, and all of this violence that's going on in our world right now. I'm not talking political things. I'm just talking about we're dealing with some really dark, demonic forces at work in our nation right now, and we need help from God. We need a move of God, a return to the Lord. That's really the answer. It really is. Satan knows that his time is short. And so he has come down with great wrath. Comes down with great wrath. So be aware. Take notice of what's going on around us in our world and even in our own city, community. I'm telling you what, a lot of this stuff that's been going on politically in our community is doing, it's kind of exposing a lot of wickedness. It's exposing a lot of terrible things going on in the lives of people. And sad to say, we're faced with a crisis right now where, we're in a crisis of leadership. We need righteous people to step up. We need people with good character and morals to step up to be leaders, and we're in a real deficit of just righteous moral leadership in our community. That's what the enemy's trying to do. He's trying to destroy from the top down and to do great damage. The answer is the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, getting a hold of God, praying, believing God, that God would pour his Spirit out in our community. And I've talked with a number of pastors in the community that feel such a great level of concern. I know it's not just me. A lot of people are very concerned about what's going on
in our city, county, community right now. They recognize it for what it is. It is an attack of the enemy. And the only answer is a move of God. It is the only answer, is a return to the Lord. Amen. Satan attacks, but God equips us and empowers us to resist the enemy. Praise God for that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together. Lord, I thank you for your word. And I thank you, Lord, that you can speak to us, Lord, about the times that we are in right now. Lord, help us to put up a resistance to every lie of the enemy, every attack of the enemy. We know we have power to resist when we submit to you, when we yield to you, when we turn to you, Lord. You give us the grace and the power to be able to resist the attacks and the lies of the enemy. And I'm asking you, Lord, help us to be aware. Help us to be alert and awake to see what's going on around us. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know what it's like to be under attack?